रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 94 माउंट चित्रकूट। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। मीनवाइल Rama, Lakshmana and Sita had a happy month of it on the Mount Chitrakuta. One day, Rama pointed out to the wife of his heart the beauties and peculiarities of the hill that she might rejoice thereat, and he was amply rewarded by rejoicing in her joy. They had abode there for many days, yet it caused them as much surprise and delight as though it was their first visit to the place. Rama, the god of the shining ones, had nothing to fear wherever he might be. He roamed with his beloved Sita among the hills and dales and talked about the joys and pleasures of the life in the virgin forests. Sita, I do not for a moment regret ever since I came here that I left a crown behind me or that I am denied the company of my kin and friends. Oh, darling, observe the beauty of this Chitrakuta. Clouds of birds hide it from view while its lofty peaks pierce the sky. Untold wealth lies in the numerous veins of gold, silver and other metals that run through it. Here it shows a silvery sheen, there a blood-red hue. Here you come upon patches colored like emerald, sapphire, topaz, crystal or mercury. There upon a mosaic of white and black. Tigers, leopards, bears and other fierce beasts of prey, various species of deer and birds, put away from themselves their cruel nature and habits and dwell in peace and harmony thanks to the presence of the holy sages. The mango, jambu, asana, lodra, priyala, panasa, dhava, ankola, bhavya, timisa, bilva, tinduka, bamboo, kashmiri, arishta, varuna, madhuka, tilaka, jujubi, amalaka, nipa, cane, dhanvana, jivaka and other varieties of forest trees cover the hill slopes, their deep shades heavy with the fragrance of the fruits and flowers that crown them. A stream of joy courses through my veins to see the kinnaras, male and female, enjoy themselves on the slopes of the hill. In yonder playgrounds of the Vidyadharas, there hang from the trees men's weapons and women's clothes. This mount, whose sides are washed by springs and torrents, resembles a huge elephant in rut, whose heart rejoices not at the breeze blowing from the vast caves, laden with the perfume of a thousand flowers. I may dwell here for a few years out of count with you and Lakshmana, and know neither care nor sorrow. This mound improves upon acquaintance, hidden as it is beneath flowers, fruits, beasts, birds, trees, and creepers. This forest life helps me in two ways. My heart is filled with strange delight. I am glad to have fulfilled my sire's behests, and Bharata is rendered the happier for it. Sita, are you content to live with me on this mount, keeping strict control over your thoughts, words and acts? Does your innocent soul take delight in the gentle zephyr, the cuckoo's notes, the hum of the bees and the blowing of fragrant flowers? The hermit life we strive to lead gives us happy days and nights in this life, and I have it from the royal sages of the line of Ikshvaku that it is a sure pathway to heaven life and liberation as well. This hill is dotted with large slabs of all shades of color, black, white and yellow. Plants and herbs of mystic virtue grow here and proclaim their presence far and wide at nights by the flaming radiance that streams from them. Here you come upon large caves that are curiously fashioned like mansions. There you enter spacious gardens, dense with trees and creepers, and anon you tread hard, bare rock for a while. This mount seems to break through the earth and shoot right up to the sky. You can see it miles away all around. Completely hidden beneath the thick foliage of Kushta, Punnaga, Sthagra, Burjapatra trees, it is provided with soft, luxurious couches of lotus flowers and leaves. The happy couples that enjoyed themselves hereabout have left behind them traces of scattered wreaths and fruits. The lordly capital of Indra, nor the heavenly lake Manasa, comes within a day's march of this in point of charm and beauty. If it were given me to abide in this world like the royal saints, my forefathers, keeping high vows and observances with yourselves and Lakshmana to keep me company, I would feel as happy and content as if I ruled this broad earth from my royal throne at Ayodhya. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabhi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.